So I think it's critically important that everyone be provided comprehensive, accessible, inclusive sexual health education. And during my time at Shore is when the controversies around sex ed were going on, and where they were bringing in a new curriculum, and it ended up being shelved for a number of years, and it was attempted to be brought back in, and again it was shelved, and there was a lot of uproar over that in the community, just about misunderstandings and about, especially around younger children and what would be taught to younger children. And so I think over time people have started to understand the role of sexual health education, that it's not just about sexual activity or safer sex, but it's about understanding your body, understanding consent, understanding healthy relationships, understanding gender identity, sexual orientation, and just being comfortable in your own skin. And that those types of concepts, you know, should be introduced young, and that we do want children to believe that, you know, their body belongs to them, that they have the right to consent and bodily autonomy. And so that was a huge part of my time at Shore, was just trying to get that message out to the community that kids do have a right to know about their bodies, about the names of their body parts, just basic things like that. But it is something that I think from the very beginning, Shore and Planned Parenthood have been at the forefront in our community, really ensuring that this was available to kids and to young adults. And we even had seniors programs, right? So it's something that is sort of core to our work